I asked the two men running for Congress in this new district, which is in the South Puget Sound area, to help define it.
The center of the district, the geographic and the population center, is Joint Base Lewis-McChord.
That's Dick Murie, the Republican, who lives in Steilacoom. You'll get a description that starts out the same from his opponent, Denny Heck.
It wholly contains Joint Base Lewis-McChord, which is the third largest military installation in all of America, and runs from Shelton to Olympia.
And by the time he finishes that sentence, Heck, the Democrat, has listed by name 11 different towns. That speaks to one difference in the campaign. For Dick Murie, it's all about the military base, including the civilians who work there and tens of thousands of veterans living in the surrounding areas.
I am one of them. I'm a retired lieutenant colonel, 22 years in the Air Force. 14 of those years were at McChord Field.
Since retiring, Murie has spent 9 years on the Pierce County Council, representing the Lakewood area. The base is still central for him.
I'm over there all the time. I know the place like the back of my hand.
Still over there all the time?
I'm over there for change of command ceremonies, for promotion ceremonies. I work out there at the gym once in a while. It's my home.
Murie says he's counting on a big social network of military-connected families for most of his votes. He's focusing on suburbs such as Lakewood and Puyallup, to the point of downplaying the role of Olympia.
It's one of the major cities, but it's in the southwest corner of it.
For Denny Heck, the military does come first, but he says you can represent veterans and soldiers without being one.
I guess I would cite the incredibly effective advocacy from both Congressman Norm Dix and later Adam Smith.
Two congressmen who used to have the base in their districts. Heck does have a military connection.
I lost a brother to a war. And when I tell people, when I look them in the eye and say, this is personal with me, it is. I care deeply about this set of issues.
Heck says he'd follow the path of Norm Dix and bring home federal funding. He served years ago in the state legislature, helped launch the TVW cable channel, and went on to start a couple of businesses.
Well, I have a pretty substantial track record in the private sector.
He says his number one issue is creating jobs.
I know where government can play a legitimate, albeit limited, partnership role, but I also know where government should get out of the way.
Heck has a big edge in fundraising. Whoever wins will immediately look for ways to protect the military base in a period of shrinking federal budgets. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.